Right now, 6:18 on this Monday morning with the Musers, and it's time for the ODEC with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George, Laser Eye Care, and A-Number One Air.
I know Satriani came up with the tune there, but didn't Coldplay do it better? I mean, they need some extra credit here on
that. It's one of the best Christmas songs I've ever heard.
I still don't get that, how you think
how
it's a Christmas song.
How can you not think that sounds like a Christmas song?
I mean, I guess a little bit it does because of the strings. Maybe that's what makes it sound that way.
Yeah, it just sounds like a Christmas
melody. Like, you don't listen to the Joe Satriani version and think it sounds Christmassy. It sounds like guitar soloing.
Yeah.
But when Coldplay does it, it's all of a sudden Santa Claus is here to you.
They ought to change the words and see where it goes.
Like, what would it be?
Maybe it'll net them $6 million a year. Like,
we must decorate all around
the Christmas tree.
I think one reason it sounds like a Christmas song, the words at one point say bells are ringing,
right.
Choirs are singing.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's another thing.
Don't people hate Coldplay? Wasn't that one of the ones that people turned on because they got so popular or something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's Creed?
Yeah, it's Creed, DJ. It's Creed. Okay, game observations. First offensive play of the game was challenged, and then it takes 6 minutes to sort it out.
I don't know what was going on.
Here we go!
So he threw a flag. Who's that opposing coach? The guy that got fired at A&M? What?
What? Oh, no.
Anyway, throws the flag, then picks it up, say, no, I'm not challenging it. And they say, well, you threw
the flag.
And then, okay, well, then I go, then go through with the challenge. shortly thereafter, CeeDee Lamb with that amazing one-handed catch that just shows you these gloves these guys are wearing are ridiculous. Not to say he didn't have skill and all of that, but he could not have made that catch without the sticky glove.
No,
I don't think so.
Just reaches out and plucks it out of the air. God, what an amazing run he's on right now.
Yeah.
We are seeing one-handed catches so commonplace in today's NFL. They're everywhere.
I want to get a pair of those gloves.
Just so you don't drop anything?
Yes. Because I routinely get out of my car and I'm way overloaded hand-wise. Mm-hmm. Like, I get too much stuff in my hands. And I also am really impressed with the amount of weight that a single finger can hold on a shopping bag. You know, like, I'll have something hanging off my pinky that weighs close to 40 pounds. And I'm thinking, that can't be
good for your pinky.
It can't be good.
So, like, when you're putting up dishes, like taking dishes out of the dishwasher, should we wear NFL gloves?
Yes. There should be a pair of NFL dishwasher gloves that household gets.
No way you drop a glass or anything.
I don't know the last time that I actually dropped a dish and it shattered. Like, the one time I can think of is like 15 years ago.
That's a pretty good record.
Meanwhile, there was a period in my childhood there where I swear you'd open up the dishwasher after you ran a cycle and half the glasses were exploded.
Yeah, it seemed to be a thing back in the day.
My dad was always having to fish glass out of the bottom of the dishwasher.
Well, if you'd load it right.
I love the red stripe on the helmet, and I say this every time they do it. Why can't that be a permanent part of the uniform?
You sure about that? I thought you ragged on it last time.
No, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it, and I tell you the explanation every time, because they did something like this, I think, the bicentennial year when I was a little kid, when I first started getting into the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And I thought I loved all the bicentennial stuff that happened.
They did that 75-76 when they went to the Super Bowl in Super Bowl X.
And I just love that red, white, and blue color scheme. It's great. That's why I love the Harlem Globetrotters uniforms. I like anything that's red, white, and blue. And just that one single red stripe on the helmet looks so cool to me.
I like it too once a year.
Yeah, it's special.
It can't be permanent because then it looks like they're embracing the America's Team thing, and it's too distracting.
They should embrace the America's Team thing. And it's not distracting.
Yeah. Not when you don't win a Super Bowl in 27 years.
Name one play that you missed yesterday because of the red stripe.
I'd say I missed 80% of them because of the red stripe.
Stupid. It didn't distract your attention from the game. I also have this idea. Now, this is crazy. This is thinking outside the box, but I think this is a cool idea. As a matter of fact, I vote for this idea. So there's two. There's me who's who's saying the idea. He votes for it. And then I also back myself up on it. I think that the defending Super Bowl champion should have some special marking on their jersey or helmet the next year.
Okay.
All right. That's not crazy because they started doing this in the NBA a few years ago. It's not the defending champion, but if your franchise wins a title, you get a little, I think it's the trophy on the back of your jersey to denote that
cool
your
too.
Franchise has won one. So that's, it's a kind of halfway to your idea.
Right. But I think that there, and then there's prestige with it. And it makes me think of, obviously, of the Tour de France. If you're, now this is inside the contest, wearing the yellow jersey, just when you see the visual and somebody is wearing a different color that denotes a very high honor,
yes,
it draws your attention. It adds excitement. And I think the defending
adds excitement.
It adds excitement. Yeah.
Like a relay race.
Exactly. It's exactly like stripe. An extra stripe on a helmet is exactly like a relay race.
Okay.
You know what? My split personality votes twice to support that idea.
That's four votes.
So
I got four votes.
I'm going to vote against it.
No. But you're only one vote.
I like the idea.
You can't just say no.
No,
if somebody wants to vote a certain way.
No, I like the idea. What, like a Lombardi trophy sticker on the helmet or
something? I think it needs to be like a color. It needs to be something that's very visible, not something that's small and you kind of just pick out.
Yeah.
Like I'd like a stripe on the helmet. Or something on the...
easy.
I think the stripe on the helmet may be the easiest one to do.
What about a special glowing collar?
That sounds great to me. Or capes.
Gold.
Maybe
all
the
capes.
Players could wear capes.
Yes.
Gold capes.
Okay. Or they all wear a mask underneath their helmet.
Okay, what about this idea? Let's just stick with gold. It could be any color that we ultimately decide on. But let's say it's gold. The defending champ wears a gold-based version of their jersey. Like, you have a designer that designs the...
You have to wear it all year?
Yeah. Yes.
No. Now you're losing it.
Oh, I got an idea. What about each member of the team, for every game, they wear gold bracelets?
I got gold bracelets. Not a bad idea. Not a great one, but not a bad one.
You started off okay. Some sort of...
Well, I haven't worked it all out, but I'm saying...
Some sort of patch is fine.
Well, I don't want just a patch. I want it to be
pants.
Where you walk in the room, you look at the football teams that are playing, you go, oh, that's the defending champs right there. They're wearing the gold jerseys. I mean, that's huge.
I got it. Gold face masks.
Not bad. What about that?
What if it doesn't go with this color scheme of the team?
It doesn't matter. I think we'll all get used to it. We'll all get used to the fact that the defending champs, they wear gold jerseys or whatever it is. I think it's a cool idea. And you know that they would sell so many of those things.
Everyone already has alternative jerseys.
I know it, but you sell all those as well. But to have the, that's only made for the one year.
Oh my God, the fans would eat that.
Yes, I have the gold, whatever, Buccaneers jersey, whoever wins the Super Bowl that year.
Something between a patch on the uniform, a sticker on the helmet, that's our starting place.
Mm-hmm.
And then full head to toe neon gold helmet, shoes, towel.
Yes,
pants.
That would be awesome. And then
jersey.
Those players wearing that, I mean, they feel like warriors. They get the, we're the defending champs, by God. Now, we turned over the whole roster because we decided that that title last year.
We're 3-11 so far this year, but we're the defending
champs.
We're
wearing the gold jerseys. There's something to that. And more teams would do well to go to that method.
Okay.
I like it.
Cramming it down our throat.
Cramming it down your throat.
He's workshopping the idea.
Now, I don't think if you win the Tour de France the next year, you don't wear anything special, do you?
No, they used
now,
to.
They do that for like the world champion. You get to wear that jersey all year, which is really cool.
Every race you wear that jersey. So in the Tour, the next year, if the defending champ was racing and they started it with a time trial, a prologue time trial, he would get to wear yellow for that time trial and go last.
Okay. It's really specific, though. A lot of variables have to line up.
It almost always started with a prologue time trial for years and years and years. So the defending champ got the honor of wearing the yellow jersey for that one stage and going last.
P1s will workshop my idea and they'll come up with a better solution.
Okay.
And then it will win over your vote. I've already got Craig's two votes, my two votes, your one nay. So
y'all don't count for two.
Yeah, we do.
No, you don't.
We backed ourselves
you can't
up.
Just proclaim that.
Then we'll email Roger Goodell.
Okay, so what I'm about to say is in no way supposed to offend anyone or make anyone upset at me. All right?
No disrespect.
The DeVito family better take cover.
No, it's not. Not the DeVito family.
I'm so tired of the deck. Here we go. So
makes me laugh. Every
Craig is raising one hand, and that's worth two hands.
I give you my two votes on that,
I
too.
Chuckle every time I hear it. I could hear it.
I'm over it.
I heard it 80 times yesterday. I could hear it 80 more today.
Just got done telling Tyler the same thing.
See there?
Oh, my God. Yes.
We got Fernando's two votes.
I'm over it.
Man, I love it.
That's six to one. We outvoted George.
No. That's great. That's the greatest cadence in NFL history.
No, it was fun for a game or two, and then, okay, we got it.
That's Troy's blue statement. 88 was way better than, okay, here we go.
Here we go. Just do the football and stop yelling.
Try it with your dog. Your dog loves it, too.
No, and then, of course, that forces whatever the starting quarterback goes with, the backup's got to come in, and then he's got to do that. To replicate the same thing. And Cooper Rush's here we go sounds meek and uncertain because he knows it's stupid and he's self-conscious saying it.
Boy,
he walks up to the line. He goes, all right, you guys know. Here we go. Right? Okay. All right. Here we go.
You guys just want to hear Omaha and Blue 80? That's all you want to hear.
I thought Troy's Blue 88 was awesome.
Something fun.
This is not fun.
This is like back in Omaha. In your backyard. Hey, here we go. Hut.
Omaha is a better all-time NFL audible than Here We Go.
Because Omaha is the greatest ever.
Omaha sounds like it's a military maneuver being called out.
Sounds like a beach that needs to be stormed.
And Here We Go just sounds like you're making it up.
And he sounds like kind of put out. You know, okay, here we go. He's tired, okay.
That means it's live. Maybe. Could be a dummy. Here we go.
I think it's starting to sound like he's sick and he's going to vomit after he says it.
Yeah.
Boy, these two worst takes in football history.
These are
history
awesome
right
takes.
Here.
These are great takes. Takes you can't get anywhere else.
Just heard from the National Association of Broadcasters. These are the best takes ever.
Yeah, okay. That counts as another five votes. And Greg Olson was not as bad yesterday, but he still had a few. When he gets hung up on the word spot, that always becomes spa.
Slot.
Slot. Right. And he also said, when you're hot, you're hot, which was another one. And I liked how Burkhart and Olson actually acknowledged that they're basically the broadcast team for the Cowboys now because they get the Cowboys game so often. And they acknowledge that, the Cowboy fans probably tired of us, probably tired of our act. And Burkhart again. Did you notice it, George?
I've seen him do it. I don't think
when he's talking to Greg Olson, and he asks him a question, and then he looks at the camera and smiles.
I think his rights are more annoying than staring at the camera.
Absolutely. Right?
He's got to get out of that.
He must have said right 1,000 times during the game yesterday.
I think he needs to start working an up talk. You know, like talking up like that.
How would that make it better?
It'd just make it more fun. He's got more bits. If he's going to add right at the end of everything, might as well add ascension on the note at the end of it. And then, let's see, did I hear right that the Giants only had 27 yards of offense in the first half?
Yes.
Oh, I'm surprised they had that much.
That was a massacre.
At halftime, the yardage totals, the Giants 27 yards, the Cowboys 368.
This is bad.
It's
bad.
Yeah, it's like a Auburn versus Delta State kind of number at halftime.
And there was a moment with I think it was 4 minutes left in the third quarter where I was wondering what is the rule of thumb on leaving your starters in, because they still had starters in. Mm-hmm. They were up like, I don't know, 35-7 or something like that. Like, when do you make the call? Is it when you reach 40?
Well, in the third quarter, it got to where it was a 21-point game. It was 28-7, so mm-hmm. I was okay with them leaving Dak in at that point.
What about when it gets a 35-7?
That's when you bring him out.
Yeah, there is no
rule.
They
left him in for, I think, an extra series in there or two that I thought that, well, maybe not.
Then they yanked him at the start of the fourth quarter.
Uh-huh.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. So is it you? Is there any rule of thumb?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just whenever you think you got the game at hand, and I think it depends on.
Do you think they left CD in too long?
Yeah, maybe.
What were they going for there? Was he going for some personal record or?
Kind they of. Just didn't he have got the 10-150 record.
He said they basically, he was told on the sideline that he needed one or two more, and that was, they left him in to try to get the record.
Okay. All right, and God bless him. The guy deserves the record. Even if it...
It's not like a season-long record, though. People will forget all about this mark.
Although, is it forcing the record? Because it doesn't come naturally in the flow of the game, because they're keeping him longer than is prudent in order to get it.
No doubt.
So that will be seen as a tainted record before everyone forgets all about it.
Not if you take him out early fourth quarter.
He deserves it. He's been here so long, and he's won so many championships.
No, not so much that.
Jeez.
The end.
All right, the end.